welcome all of our guests. Ask you to please put your phone on mute if you have one. And then ask the board if they have a motion that they'd care to share with the chair on the minutes of the last meeting, which were distributed.
Yeah, I make a motion to approve the minutes of January 7th.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it, so ordered. Okay. We're here today with a little deja vu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you'd like to think, with all of our knowledge that we've absorbed on these projects, that would bring us to a very good, sane, and rapid conclusion. However, I learned a long time ago that expectations can get you in serious trouble. So I lowered my expectations so we can all be pleasantly surprised today. So the first one is the petition of the Georgia Historical Society at 201 East Broad Street, better known as Levy's Department Store in my day, for a marker. Sarah, have you done this one before?
Few times.
We have two microphones there.
I'm trying to remember this.
What's the other one there for?
I'm not sure. I think it's a light.
Yeah, it's not a microphone, it's something else. I'm not sure what it is.
So, as you mentioned, this is a marker that was seen at two previous meetings, the December and January meeting, and continued. And just as a reminder, it'll be at 201 East Broughton, which is highlighted here, to commemorate the Savannah protest movement. This is the new proposed location for the marker. This site is on the wall, the left side of the front door. The entryway faces Abercorn and Broughton, and the Azalea Room, which is referenced in the marker, was internally accessible through the building via this entrance. And just as a reminder of the previously proposed locations to refresh your memory, in the original proposal, the location preferred was number one right here. This was closest to the Azalea Room, but the board was concerned about the visibility of the marker in this location. Two other locations were also proposed at this time, Lincoln Street at Broughton, right here, and Abercorn at Broughton, marked here. Location 2 is not highly trafficked, and location 3 was the farthest from the Azalea Room, and traffic engineering was also concerned with this location. At the January meeting, a location on Lincoln Street in the parking lot for the Kehoe House was proposed, but it was found to be too far from the site, among other concerns. There was also discussion about placing a freestanding pole on Broughton due to visibility, but this option was not feasible due to the current lack of pole markers on the street, as well as the streetscape plan that's currently underway. We'll go back to this location. The theme, of course, is remaining the same with all of those standards met, and the location standards for this proposed location are also met. In terms of site in relation to theme, the standard reading, a marker should be erected in as close proximity to the site to which it's related as possible and be clearly visible from a public right-of-way, is not met. The marker will be located on the Gen Library, which was once Levy's Department Store, where the Azalea Room was. Although there's information about this event, the location is not clearly specified in the marker. Since the text on the marker is currently at the maximum limit, staff does have some recommendations in terms of what could be included in the marker, which I'll show you in a moment. The remaining standards in this category are met, as are the design standards. So here is the text as it's currently proposed, and these are just an idea of what could be changed. Of course, the applicant, if you approve this as we're recommending, could make whatever changes they want. But these are just recommended staff changes. You'll see crossed out, and then in bold, we would recommend, and it would remain the same word count. So hopefully that would work. And then the other text standards are met, except for the font and text sizes, which need to be specified. And the funding standards are met as well. So staff is recommending approval of the marker with the following conditions. The final text has the sponsors' names in a smaller font than the main text. Details for the attachment of the marker are provided for staff approval. The text is edited and submitted for staff approval to include more detailed information about the Azalea Room's location, because otherwise it meets the Historic Site and Monument Commission guidelines, and I can answer any questions you have.
I have a question.
Okay, hold on. I got nothing but four windows shining with the sunlight shining through. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Tom.
Huh?
I was just going to get our help up here before you started.
Oh, go ahead. You said this, I just want to clarify, and it was also in the document that I read it. You said there was an entrance to the Azalea Room inside of what would be the department store. So that entrance going into SCAD Library now would lead to the Azalea Room, essentially.
It would, but it's at the other end of the building, so we just wanted that clarified. Since the original proposal had the marker basically where the Azalea Room would have been located, mm-hmm. We just thought it would be useful to have that specified so people didn't think it was right at that entryway.
And those...
Wait. I'm sorry. You don't have to do like I do it, okay?
Sorry.
Be orderly. Go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify that there's those three words that are stricken are the only, like, correction to the text.
It's just our suggestion. If you approve it, like I said, then they can do it however they want. It would have to be approved by staff or the board if you feel it's necessary, of course.
What is the width of the building, of the place where that marker is going to be built, and then right to the left of the entry? See that where the star is? What is that? What is the width of that stone there where it's going to be put upon?
I honestly don't know. We did ask them about possibly placing it here due to visibility, but I know that was too thin there to put the plaque on. I'm not sure what the width of this location is.
I only ask that question because I know from experience that sometimes things look great and then you put them on there and they're almost too wide even, you know what I'm saying? And it looks awful. This looks out of place. And so I hate for it to be like an inch on either side, something like that. I mean, let's ask the applicant. Any more questions of staff? Okay, who is here to speak on behalf of the petitioner? Could you identify yourself, please?
Sure. I'm Christy Crisp. I'm the Director of Programs for the Georgia Historical Society.
Christy, what's the size of that area? Do you know?
I don't know the specific dimensions. I think Elise is seeing it. I think she's got an email that may have it in there. But SCAD did confirm that there is space on either side. I don't know if it's 6 inches or 12 inches, but they felt comfortable with the amount of space around it so that it's not going to take up the entire space right there.
I went and looked at it after last month to see, because I know that was one of the, and I don't know the exact dimensions, but it looked wide.
I just did a project one time when we did take control of the placement of the plaques, and somebody went in there and put the biggest plaque on the space and just filled it all up, and it just looks awful. So I've been sensitized to it. So does anybody else have any questions, or do you know if you've been able to get an answer? Do you know the size of the plaque?
That I do know. The size of the plaque is 42 inches by 38.5.
Is that a standard size?
Yes, the standard size historical marker you see there.
So it's 42 inches wide. I'm just going to tell you that's going to be pushing it, but I mean, and I'm glad that the school is satisfied with that. I would hope that Georgia Stark will be satisfied with it too, and I would wish you kind of like knew what it was, because that's disappointing. But we're the ones that are going to have to get phone calls. We're the ones that be responsible for the public liking it. You follow me?
I do.
And I'm just telling you, if that's 42 inches and that space is 46 inches, it's just going to look like the Dickens. I know that from experience, but I'm not going to hold this thing up. It's been long enough. But I just caution you, when you go to put it up, or before you go put it up, I would really get a grip on the size of that space, because I'm just telling you, it is a hauntingly ugly when it's in the wrong size. Okay. Any more questions? Anybody else have a question for the petitioner? Okay. Chair is open for a motion.
Should we ask the members of the public?
Gosh, I'm so sorry. That's why you're here. Just never not be a meeting. We're asked by anyone here from the public who'd like to address. Sorry about that, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Please state your name for the record.
Richmond Ferguson. I'm the vice president of the class of Beach High in 1960. And it was our class who did the march, March 16th. And, you know, we were very appreciative of the efforts as far as the marker goes. But, you know, the location that, you know, we sort of disapprove, as Mr. Chairman mentioned, you know, I think it needs to be of high visibility. You know, the significance of that march and everything that was going on in Savannah, you know, I came up all through segregated high schools. And when you look at 55 Emmett Till and Rosa Parks and the move that happened, you know, it was a big, big major, which I don't think, other than you mentioned Levy's, you know, remember Levy's, but I don't think too many people, you know, were around at that time. So, you know, it has a lot of significance, and I reached out to Ms. Lee to keep us informed, because as a class, we often meet and we just discuss things
right. Like
this, and we wanted to have a say in it. Lincoln Street was definitely out, and we favored Abercorn, but understand engineering department, you know, might have an issue with traffic interference or whatever. But I feel that this is a very significant occasion in Savannah's history, as mentioned on the marker, and it should be shown in a very appropriate light. In spite of, I know Broughton Street doesn't have any statues on as of now, but Broad Street has a lot of things that it shouldn't have. that, you know, signs all over the place that shouldn't be there. And, you know, we can pull up a whole lot of examples. But I'm strongly, and our class is in favor of Abercorn Street, which would give you more visibility for the tourists and as well as the locals. More importantly, locals. But a lot of people come here specifically, you know, due to Jose Williams and his involvement, Martin Luther King involvement here in Savannah. And so, you know, that's my feeling on that. And I respectfully submit those objections, not to the monument. No, I don't want to get, you know, the size is great, you know, but I mean the location of it. And inside that alcove, I mean, it's a non, as far as I'm concerned, it might not even be there. Don't need to be there.
Mr. Ferguson.
Yes.
I will attempt to speak for the board, although if I fail anybody on the board, they can tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that anybody here would disagree with what you're saying.
Right.
However, this is our third meeting on this.
I understand.
And we've been every location. There isn't one that everybody likes, and I mean, a lot of times you can't get one that everybody likes. I will say this to you, though, and I'm just trying to come up with a response that you can carry, too, is that it is covered, which means that it will be sheltered, which means that people who want to read it can stand there and read it and not have to worry about whether it's raining or not. Just the thought. It does present itself to Abercorn Street. Actually, it presents itself to Abercorn and Broughton Street, if you really want to, you know, go that far. I have a question that I would like to pose. And this is probably not a good idea. It probably brings too much attention to it, but is it possible in on that structure that it could have a light put on it like you do over a painting in a home? That would illuminate it, that would illuminate the sign? Is that possible? You know what I'm talking about?
Inside the alcove?
No, I'm saying underneath the, putting it where they're proposing to put it, which is everybody's last choice, but let me finish. But putting a fixture in the ceiling that would reflect down on it like you do in a home or in a gallery, that would give some illumination to it. Is that a possibility, you think?
The possibility,
I was going to ask the petitioner if that's structurally if they can do. You don't have to go. She's going to answer.
Unfortunately, that would be a SCAD question. I'm not able to speak for SCAD and their, since it's their structure, I don't think I could speak for them. We could certainly ask, we could recommend, but I don't have a SCAD rep here today.
Well, we could recommend.
So I can't.
Well, yeah, we can solve that problem for you. We can recommend it ourselves. But I mean, I'm just trying to think of. I'm just trying to think of something we can do to make this a better site than it is. But I do like the idea it's covered. And I don't mean that in a slight sort of way. But Mr. Ferguson, that's not a bus stop on Abercorn, is that? Am I correct?
Well, not on that side.
It's not a city bus stop, it's a SCAD bus stop.
It's a SCAD bus stop.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we have everywhere we go, there's a problem. I mean, it's almost too good a location. You follow what I'm saying? So,
well, I like your idea about a light. You've seen signs on the highway that says historical marker, so far down. I think if you had a sign saying or pointing to a historical marker, I think that would be adequate.
Well,
but then again, you can't speak for SCAD, but
there's probably lighting. I don't go there, but I'm just.
I think there's lights underneath.
There's lights underneath the corner.
There's no directional.
I think that's a solution that would work in everyone's favor. I think it would make that site a better site than all the other sites, quite frankly, because we could highlight it, which we don't typically do.
And one thing that I will add to that is that even though this is a marker that will be mounted on a building, for the Georgia Historical Society, it's going to be treated just like every other historical marker we put up across the state, which means that it's going to be on our website, it's going to be on our app, it's going to have GPS coordinates and be found on a map just like any other marker that we have in the program. So in that regard, you will be able to find that marker in theory as easily as you can any other. But again, I also certainly don't mind having a conversation with SCAD and even making the recommendation that there's some kind of extra lighting that they might
like. Okay.
I have another question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sometimes you make two-sided markers, is that right, if they're freestanding?
We always make two-sided markers.
So this one, even though it's on the wall, would be two-sided?
Yes, that is strangely true, but that's, for some reason, that's how they have to do it. We asked the foundry about that when we came up with this, and we had this question once more. And for whatever reason, the way that the foundry does it, it's two-sided.
So there may be a possibility, ever so slight, that when the streetscape plan is approved, that maybe they do include some space in the tree lawn or on the sidewalk, the public right-of-way for monuments. I mean, that may be an eventuality, so that could be moved, and it's double-sided, which would, it's possible that might not be the final site for it.
Yes.
So it's just important that we get it right, get the monument right, the marker, how we want it and agreed upon, and then maybe it can be shifted.
I mean, that's a great point.
So
what he was saying is because they make the sign that faces both ways,
right.
That if when the city passes the streetscape plan, which we're all holding our breath on, it could be that the plan will allow for markers on Barton Street, for instance. Okay,
in the launch,
yeah. So the fact that it's already a two-sided sign means that it could be moved to that such a location, which we're prohibited from using right now. We might be able to use it later. So because it's a two-sided sign, we would have something we could move. So that would...
That's purely speculation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which I think is way in the future.
Thank you very much.
Can I comment? I just want to say that, I think this is a really, really important part of Savannah history. And I think we've all kind of labored to find where the...
Right.
This isn't just trying to place it wherever.
Right.
So, and I think that this is kind of a compromise situation, but given the circumstances, this may be the best thing. And I think that we can maybe try to do better by next time. But I do appreciate your service
is,
and what you've done.
Best for different people. I mean, it's not best for me, but I would prefer outside of it. But I appreciate the comment.
Well, that's duly noted, and we understand that. And
yeah.
And but I have a follow up to the light. Okay, since it's a has a society. Have we ever put one in a box?
In a box.
Like in a window box, you know.
We haven't.
With the glass front to it, the lighting inside. Okay, it's just a thought. I'm good, you know. My little gray cells are going crazy here. I watched too much Poirot last night. So, okay, thank you very much, folks.
Other than that, it's a great idea, and I don't want to all up.
No.
I appreciate the work that you've done in this one.
Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have any questions for the staff or the petitioner or the citizens? I'm going to entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the petition with the recommendation that they look at putting a light above
the...
That they put a light. Huh?
That they put a light.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said look at it.
Look at putting a light, yes. Put a light there.
That they put
look
a light.
At
well, however you want to word it.
I don't want them to get it.
That they put a light above the marker to illuminate it when it's dark.
I'll second that.
Is there a clarification on the motion?
Yes, ma'am.
Does that include staff's recommendations?
Yes. Put it on staff recommendation with the addition of the
plus
light to
the
illuminate
light. Okay.
Is that
yes.
Basically what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any questions, any discussion on the motion?
That includes the changes in the text, right?
Okay, is all those in favor signify by saying aye?
Aye.
All opposed, nay? Ayes have it. Ladies,
thank you.
Great perseverance, thank you.
Who's seconded? Chris.
We look forward to seeing the light on Broadway.
Thank you.
Thank you. She's making. Is she being genuine? Okay. Our next petition of C. Harrison Chandler, 1930 Montgomery Street mural.
Okay. Good afternoon again. As you know, this mural was also seen at a previous meeting at 1930 Montgomery, just to remind you, here's the location. The concept of the rotating mural was approved at this site at the January 7th meeting. The mural will be 40 feet by 25 feet with paint as the primary material and will remain up until November of this year, at which time a new application will be submitted. In terms of the theme for the mural, the petitioner stated that the subject matter of the mural will fit with that of Maggie Hayes, who's the artist's exhibition, as well as falling into a theme for Black History Month. Jack Johnson will be portrayed fighting James J. Jeffries as her main subject for the mural. Jack Johnson was the first African-American heavyweight boxing champion in 1910. We at the Beaumont believe that this would fit into a theme for the month of February and follow through to November's Black Heritage Month. And you can see there an image of the proposed mural. All theme standards have been met for the mural, and location standards are all met as well. Design standards are met with the exception of the paint type, which needs to be specified. And then artist qualifications. This is the artist here, Maggie Hayes. She graduated from Savannah Arts Academy and is active in the Savannah community. She's also been featured in several local galleries and worked on a group mural project in Columbia. The standards are met with the exception of providing images or samples of existing similar monuments or works of art. These were not provided and staff couldn't find any. All funding standards are met. The mural's on private property and will be funded by the gallery. Staff is recommending approval for the mural with the following conditions. The paint type and other materials are provided for approval prior to installations. Details about the removal process are provided, and examples of previous works of art are provided to staff because otherwise it meets the standards. And just as a note, we also received 3 comments from the Technical Advisory Committee, 2 for the mural and 1 against, and those are attached to your agenda, and I can answer any questions.
Can you mention what the against comment was?
Well, just mention all 3 of them, to be fair.
Okay.
Why don't you pull them up?
I can pull them up, yep.
You put them up on the. They're on your screen.
They were added this morning.
Yeah, so. This is Ella Howard. This is the Peggy Blood is the one against, the longest one, and then Gordon Deming was just that there are any park entry issues with it.
Give me a second on that.
Yeah. Right.
Us or the Technical Advisory Committee to advise on political, social, or aesthetic concerns.
I agree.
We can agree on the overall appropriateness or inappropriateness at this stage and how we have the mural ordinance written, but I do not agree with the dissenting opinion of Peggy Blunt.
Can I ask with the 2 proposals, she says the last 2 proposals have been disappointing. I'm not sure what that is. Was that for this specific site, or...?
I believe it is in reference that she may be talking to the previous application, which was the same mural.
We're not sure. We just got it via email, so we don't have a context.
Well, does she have anything else before her? I agree with what Ryan is saying, we appreciate Peggy Blood. Who does she represent?
Armstrong.
Optional?
Yeah, I'm
professor of history.
We put a second one out on Abercorn near Optional.
I'm sorry.
She's
with
Savannah State.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's professor of history at Savannah State University. You're right.
You know
her? Yes, I'm on a committee with her at Tailfair.
Okay. Do you
I'd
like
to speak to this also?
Oh. Well, we're glad we can keep you busy. I hope you're paying, you know. I'm just kidding you. I'm just kidding you. Okay. Thank you, staff. Let's hear from the petitioner now.
Good afternoon.
Identify yourself for the record, please, sir.
Charles Crosby. I'm the owner of the property.
Charles, you want to tell us a little bit about why this there?
Well, the initiative behind the project at that site as a whole is to encourage and cultivate the progressive art scene in Savannah. Mm-hmm. This wall in particular lends itself, in our opinion, well to this sort of a presentation. It's in a location that has visibility, however it's not in a way distracting from transport or in any other, my understanding of what would be viewed as a distraction. The material in which the structure is erected there is of a stucco finish, so it lends itself well to the covering and recovering of art. And someone who's lived in Savannah now for 9 years, I've kind of followed the progression that some of the initiatives that have been made in Savannah toward public art have made, and we want to be encouraging that.
I may have said this last time, but I drive Montgomery Street almost every day, and I swear I don't see this building. I've been driving crazy. I keep forgetting the address.
Paul and Sons. You remember Paul and Sons?
Right.
That's the building.
Okay.
2037.
He was a Greek. He was a Greek guy. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about now. Okay. Does anybody have any questions of the petitioner?
Can I ask, this is totally random, but is that a historical building? That's not a historical building.
Okay. Well, it's in, there's all kinds of historic districts in Savannah, so you have to be careful. It's not a landmark.
I've been to the place, and it's a cinder block building.
Correct.
Yeah. So,
yes, sir. Okay.
That's all I was asking.
What historic district is it found in?
It's not in a historic district.
Is this a street guard district?
It's in a National Register historic district, Thomas Streetcar historic district,
yeah.
But it's not in a locally designated historic district.
Technical.
So if it's viewed, if it can be viewed from the public right of way, it's under our purview, and it does not need to be in a local historic district. Anywhere
Correct.
In the jurisdiction of Savannah that's in the view of the public right of way.
Correct.
I have a general question for Harrison, for Mr. Chandler,
sure.
If this is appropriate. But you mentioned that you've been following the progress of the mural ordinance and public art in Savannah and how the MPC and the city of Savannah work with artists to let you install work through these processes. Do you find that the mural ordinance or any of your other encounters with, say, our commission or with the MPC staff has been especially encouraging or helpful or not those things?
Be honest. It seems like the program has been positively evolving. The time in which I was most focused on how the rulings for these things were going was kind of when this came to Savannah initially. An individual by the name of Matt Hebermill had been really instigating a lot of the progressive change in these departments, and I think that at the time when he presented himself to the board, it seemed like resistance was met, that it was a slow-moving process. However, it seems though through perseverance, he's really managed to create an impact. And as a friend of mine, I had a lot of appreciation for him with the efforts that he had put forth in that endeavor and with the project that he was working on specifically on Haversham Street at 33rd, I believe it was. I followed the activity on that wall pretty closely, and just in casual conversation with him, understood kind of the trials and tribulations that he went through with that. And when we got started on this project, thought that this would be an excellent place to kind of attempt to see that some of his efforts in that particular department were maybe not didn't fall by the wayside.
You know, I would have to agree with that as well. I think that initially it was met with a little bit of resistance, but that there's definitely been headway made into making the process a little bit more streamlined and easier. And I believe we discussed that in the last meeting last month.
Didn't we at the last meeting have a picture, a street level picture of the wall as you approached? Or am I just crazy?
We did. Okay.
That should
have.
Yes, sir. Yes.
We did. It's not in this package. And the only thing that I was going to get to, and this is because of my pain in the neck, is just that the image seems to really be low, and there's a lot of open space above it. And I'm just looking at the drive-by, and just looking at if it's going to get obstructed somehow, the lower part is going to get obstructed, then you're going to miss something. Mm-hmm. That's my whole point.
Fortunately, where this wall is located, it butts up to the alley right there at whatever, I guess that would be the lane between 35th and 36th.
Right.
On the other side of that alley right there is a parking lot.
Okay, and so it's very open.
It's private.
That was the only point. Okay, let's hear from the members of the audience. Okay, yeah.
Just to clarify, one of the questions you guys were unsure about was the media type used and the cleanup process for those sorts of things. The intention would be to use acrylic paints, and we have the appropriate equipment on site there to spray and basically recover it up. We would be layering primers on top of what currently exists any time that there's an acrylic application to prepare for something else to come.
Okay.
And just as a side note to that, the wall will be painted white, and so it'll just be a white blank canvas for whatever is proposed for the next mural.
Okay. Mr. Ferguson, join us.
Janice Ben Ferguson. I appreciate the work that they did on Paul and Sons. This has been a lot. I spoke with the Granger. I'm building a duplex across the street. The first new construction in MLK corridor, about 80 years. And so, you know, I've been there for a while and I'm very keen on what's happening. I thought when you had the last one that you approved the mural. And I saw one up there. This mural, I don't know what's the concept, it's already up there. He's already painted the mural on the wall. Plus, there's another one on that same wall, on the south side of that wall. You've got a little emblem, I don't know what that means. I thought that was what you were talking about at first. Then I saw the one on the north side. And so, you know, there's two murals, which is, I'm in line with Dr. Peggy Blood, not on the mural, but on the depiction of, you know, Jack Johnson fighting. There are a lot of the significant things for Savannah. I mean, you know, he's, I don't know where he's from, but he has a lot of different significant in his life that he sees, which the community is changing. It's going through a lot of gentrification, and matter of fact, we have a meeting today. And, you know, working with Dr. Blood at the Telfair, you know, we're trying to bring, you know, African-American art in the community. You know, the metropolitan area is going through a change, and we'd like for it to be a little more significant. It's a wonderful site, wonderful building. It's not supposed to be commercial, but when you have an art gallery, everything art you put up there is commercial because it draws attention to that, you know, which is good. I'm not saying anything about that. But I thought this was a proposal, but it's already up there.
Well, I'm not sure I understand what it is that he's saying.
I'm confused.
Hold on a second.
Okay. Sorry.
What is on the wall now?
So we have...
Stand up, please. The microphone can't pick you up for the record.
What we have done in continuing to clean up the facade on the outside of the building is prepare that wall for our intended use. We've started to outline the
well,
sketch of the
no, project. You know what?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, but, you know, when things just set me awry, they set me awry. Okay? And was not a good idea. I would say, personally, I would say, not for the whole board, but from my perspective, was not a good idea. It's presumptuous of you, okay? And it makes us look like we're not doing our job. So, I will say this, Matt never did anything like that. He treated the whole process very respectfully. And that's why you are here today. But outlining a mural that hasn't been approved, it's a good thing I didn't see it today. That's my only comment to you, and I'm just saying that to you as an individual member of this board.
Yes, sir, and I completely understand that. In my defense in that regard, there was a little bit of a misunderstanding based on the results from the hearing that I was not able to attend last time. We are here right now because we do respect this committee for doing what you guys do, and it is not our intention to undermine or circumvent or play stupid to the systems that are set forth in place. We want to get off on the right foot with you guys, and in this particular circumstance, there was misunderstanding that had occurred. It's not something that we intend to uphold as a trend. We're here today because we want to see positive change happen in that corridor. This is a project that we feel passionately about, and I can say definitively that it's not going to be something that is dealt with in this fashion again.
Okay. Mr. Ferguson, let me ask you something. So is it, you can go ahead and see it. Is it the top, the content of the mural that you don't like, or you think is not appropriate for the location? I really did not completely understand what your objection would be.
Well, you know, I like the mural. You know, Jack Johnson, hey, I like Jack Johnson. I'm going with Dr. Peggy Blood. I hadn't seen her objections before I came here. It was the first time I've seen her objections. And knowing Dr. Blood, I'm just, you know, saying it should have been something more historically Savannah, which I hadn't even thought of. You know, I didn't come here thinking that. Right. You know, when I read her objections, you know, I know her pretty well. You know, she's a professor at Savannah State, you know, active in the community, you know. And when I read her that's when I.
Right.
And I've seen the mural on the Habersham, which is very nice for the community.
Okay. Yeah. Does anybody else have anything else they want to ask? Go ahead.
I have a question. Yeah. I mean, I have. Yeah. I know Dr. Blood, and I just interviewed her. I have great respect for her. But I'm a little confused about this comment. Maybe you can't comment to this. I regret that she's not here. But I guess this sentence that stands out to me is does not fit this community aesthetically and in the spirit of how history is told in this unique and quaint city. With all due respect, the Montgomery corridor is
quaint.
Quaint is generous.
That's your opinion. Now I live in the area from where you come from.
Can I make?
I object to that his comment because he's looking at it from his perspective. Here we go again. Okay, I'm from here. You know, I'm raised here. Mm-hmm. And even though you might look at it as a raggy neighborhood, whatever.
Sir, I live on Montgomery. I'm gonna stop this right here, okay? I'm not trying to be rude, but what I don't want us to do is start driving down a road that got no end, okay? And that road doesn't have an end. I live on Montgomery Street. Montgomery and Gaston. So I'm not worried about it.
That's different.
My daddy had a store on Bull Street and Bull and Henry Lane. You know, my church is in that area, so I'm not worried about all that stuff, okay? All I'm saying is her objection to the mural puts forward her opinion, her assessment, the way she views Savannah. Mm-hmm. We all view Savannah differently. Not everybody up here was born here. I happen to have been born and raised here myself, although I am younger than you. And it's okay for us to have different opinions about what the city means to them.
Right.
To what's quaint to somebody may be something else to somebody else, and neither one of them are wrong. Okay? Nobody's wrong for having their opinion. We're trying to evaluate. We've already evaluated the location. The location's been approved. We're now here to evaluate something that has been presented to staff, has been vetted by staff, and with a couple of simple recommendations, has met all of our criteria, and our criteria is not theme-based, because we're not going to dictate the theme of what people want to paint, because that would be another country across the border someplace. So we're not here to dictate the theme, and if there's an objection to whether it's architecturally or a characteristic of Savannah, you know, there's a long fight history in this city too, okay?
And I have a lot of anger from what happened in the city still.
No, I'm talking about
73 years old.
There's a long boxing history in the city too, okay?
Right.
So, you know, if it was somewhere out on Pennsylvania Avenue, some people might like it. But my point to you is that we're not going to discuss the theme at all. And her objections are noted for the record. We're here to discuss whether we want that mural on that wall, and it meets all the criteria. So, anybody else have any other questions for the
Not a question, it's just a comment. I did drive by that area, and I did see that the mural was going up, and I was going to call staff and find out why it was going up, but I knew we were having a meeting today, so I didn't want to...
Yeah.
To get into that, but you know, I mean, I'm gonna go back to Dr. Blood's comment. I mean, and Mr. Ferguson's also, if they have objections to this, I'd like to hear more about what Dr. Blood's objection to this is, because I mean, there's obviously a bigger objection to these two to this mural.
I don't
mural.
Object
There's
to
something
it.
More
See,
to it.
Going,
There's something
yeah.
more to it.
I don't object to the mural. You know, I was just wondering, you know, whether conceptually, was it conceptually or was it actual? I see it there. So that was my only question.
Yeah. Well, she knows the meeting's going on. She could have been here,
right.
just like you're here, and we would have let her speak, like,
right.
or like anybody would speak. So I'd like to try to move this on.
With respect, can I say
one more thing? And that's going to be it. I'm going to hit you with the mallet.
But but this is in keeping with the community comments, and I do know Dr. Blood, and that's why I wanted to give weight to this comment, and I wanted to clarify it. So that's all I wanted to say.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Anybody else having any other questions? Do I have a motion to entertain?
A motion that we approve the site of the mural and the mural
staff recommendations.
Along with the staff recommendations.
So there are a couple of small things at the bottom. There's a motion to approve the staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
And one or negative vote. Motion passes. Gentlemen, don't ever do that again. Okay? Okay. Other business. Commissioner meeting. Commission items. Next meeting, March. Let me just say this to you guys. I found out today, I just in a casual talking to staff, not to you guys, to the city staff, that I don't even think our vacancy is going to come before city council before June. So
it's just us.
So I'm just saying that we need to be as vigilant. You guys, everybody's been terrific about coming to meetings since we had our little crisis a few months ago. It's been excellent, and it's been much better meetings. I think we've gotten good, sound decisions. But we know what comes around sometimes and during the holidays, during Christmas, summertime, people go on vacations and stuff. So let's be mindful of that if you can in your calendars, okay? And I'm going to call the city attorney and ask him if he can enter being on our behalf.
Can we have a non-white male on the board?
Well, the looks of this group, we'd better do either one. But our staff is all female.
Yeah.
So, okay.
They don't have voting rights, though. Well,
we had
on this committee.
We had a female. You replaced the female.
I know.
But,
so there's an item that we talked about,
right?
I could propose that we continue to keep it on the table about the mural ordinance in particular. And I would propose that we all look over that in detail, and if we have ideas about it, come to those at the next meeting and have an official formal discussion with staff.
Well, let's take that. Let me just ask staff to email all of us a link to that. That will also serve as a reminder.
And we know that this ordinance has been in place for several years now. It's had some successes. It's moving forward now. I think we can learn from how it works and maybe how it could be improved.
You know, let's see, but Matt's not here anymore, is he?
No, he's in Los Angeles, where he doesn't need a permit to put murals up.
I'm not going to comment on that.
I know you won't.
Be good.
I'm going to talk to staff, but there may be some regular petitioners of ours that we might want to just ask that aren't here, and they tell them we're going to go through
a
board review of the ordinance, and I mean, they can get to it online, right? So.
Yep.
Well, I don't say every time they can hurry, but I mean, there are some that have been here on notifications that we might want to ask that they give us their input.
Would that be protocol if we had a commissioner item and we could invite members of the public up to comment on it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that. We're going to do that anyway. I mean, we're going to have it'll be a public notice, but but you can still do that. But I think we ought to try to get a hold of Matt and his honchos and see what we can get out of them.
Didn't he leave town?
Yeah. He's just in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was Matt.
He's joined the street gang in Matt and Matt. in Los Angeles. He's putting up murals everywhere. I'm just kidding.
Now, Walt, I'm not going to come in here proposing that we overhaul anything. I'm talking about fine-tuning, tweaking, adding things. We have something in place. There's no reason to get rid of that. I just think we should think harder about what it means and how it can be improved.
I am not if it ain't broke, don't fix it person. So I'm the thing.
You were of the opinion, I mean, you were mostly referring to the fact that what came up at the last meeting about allowing someone to put up a mural without our approval, right?
With staff approval.
With staff approval alone, without our, right? That's what you were...
If we approve the site and we have a discussion about it and those issues are taken care of and we're not setting a precedent of micromanaging content, I think staff can use good judgment and decide whether or not something is inappropriate or...
Well, yeah, but you still got to have... I still think you need the public input from that, you know, because they might not like it.
Well, let's look at the ordinance and see how the language sits now, and if we can have a discussion about it. We may not all agree on what we want to put in there.
Well, I mean, as a for instance, Mr. Ferguson wouldn't have been here today. Well, he was here for the other matter, but on a typical basis, he wouldn't even have been here to discuss this because he wouldn't have known about it because there was no meeting because staff doesn't meet in open meetings.
I don't
misunderstand what you're saying at all. So let's address it. Let's keep open minds about it. But we don't approve staff, so, you know, so how do we know? I mean, if we're going to send something to the mayor and alderman, it better have our approval because they're going to come back looking for us, okay? But that's only in a confined area. So there are areas where it doesn't go to city council.
If it's on private property, it does not go to city council.
Right, I understand. So I'm just saying that where it goes to city council, you know, they appoint us, and so
there should be a public
we're going to be responsible
period.
For it. So there's all kinds of ways of looking at it. So let's do that. Send that out to us.
Okay.
And see if we can get some other input. Okay? And let's make a goal that by the March meeting of 2018, we'll bring this up on the agenda.
Okay.
2018.
Okay. All right, anything else? He didn't see me wink and say, he doesn't know me. He doesn't understand me. Okay, anything else?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's
meeting adjourned.